Welcome to American Mosaic in VOA Special English. I'm Doug Johnson. This week on our show, music from Mexican-American singer Lila Downs. A question about Rhapsody in Blue by composer George Gershwin. But first, we're off to see the Indiana Wizard of Oz Festival. For 27 years, visitors to the Indiana Wizard of Oz Festival in Valparaiso have gathered to celebrate ruby slippers, rainbows, and yellow brick roads. This yearly event honors all things linked to the movie The Wizard of Oz, which came out in 1939. Faith Lapidus tells us more.
Last weekend, thousands of visitors gathered at the Porter County Expo Center for the Indiana Wizard of Oz Festival. Even heavy rains did not stop visitors from enjoying the festival's many events. The great-great-grandson of L. Frank Baum, who wrote the book The Wizard of Oz, opened the festival activities. Robert Baum attended the festival to meet people and sign visitors' books and objects. Visitors could shop at the Munchkin Market to buy objects related to all things Oz, or they could meet actors who played Munchkins in the movie. There were even contests to see who could look the most like characters in The Wizard of Oz. There were people dressed like Dorothy, the Scarecrow, the Cowardly Lion, and the Wicked Witch of the West. Visitors could also see a private collection of clothing and jewelry once owned by Judy Garland, the actress who played Dorothy.
Follow the yellow brick road.
Follow the yellow brick road.
Follow the yellow brick road. Follow the yellow brick road.
Gene Nelson started the Indiana Wizard of Oz Festival in 1981. At the time, she owned the Yellow Brick Road gift shop and also opened the Oz Fantasy Museum. She decided to organize a Wizard of Oz Day as a way to have a fun community activity. The event slowly grew over the years and is now the largest Oz festival in the world. Ms. Nelson says that the story of The Wizard of Oz remains popular for several reasons. She says it is an American story, unlike many fairy tales that came from Europe. She says the movie also celebrates values that families can enjoy together. One of the main events of the festival this year was a performance by Danny Windsor. The 83-year-old actor had a small role as a frightening winged monkey in The Wizard of Oz. Later in his career, he met Judy Garland when they were performing in the same theater in New York City. Mr. Windsor says that people will be watching The Wizard of Oz 100 years from now. He says the movie celebrates art and life and is full of heart from beginning to end.
Our listener question this week comes from Brazil. Sergio Augusto Ramos dos Santos wants to know about the famous musical piece called Rhapsody in Blue by George Gershwin. Gershwin wrote the piece for jazz band leader Paul Whiteman. Rhapsody in Blue was first performed in 1924 at a concert hall in New York City. The name of the series of songs played that night was Experiment in Modern Music. Gershwin's song was 23rd in the list of songs in that performance. The 25-year-old composer had already enjoyed success in his career, writing popular music. But this concert brought him recognition as a classical composer as well. George Gershwin said that the influence for the music came when he was on a train and began listening to its many noises and rhythms. He said that he suddenly heard the complete structure from beginning to end of what would become Rhapsody in Blue. He explained that the song was about the melting pot of different immigrants in America, its national energy, and the madness of its cities. The song was first written for a piano player and jazz band, including reed, bass, rhythm, and string instruments. A 1942 version of the song has a different combination of musical instruments. George Gershwin continued to write exciting compositions that would help define modern American music. These include An American in Paris and the opera Porgy and Bess. He worked with his brother, Ira Gershwin, on many musical projects. George Gershwin died of a brain tumor at the age of 38. Rhapsody in Blue has become one of the most famous American songs in modern history. Since the 1980s, it has been used in advertisements for United Airlines. The music has also been used in many movies, including Woody Allen's Manhattan and Disney's Fantasia 2000. In these movies, Rhapsody in Blue expresses the energy and beauty of New York City.
Seremos esta noche todo el día.
The Mexican-American singer Lila Downs recently released her latest album, Shake Away. She is probably best known for her song, Burn It Blue. She made it for the movie Frida, about the Mexican artist Frida Kahlo, in 2002. On her new record, Lila Downs sings in many different styles, both in English as well as Spanish. Critics say this is her most creative album yet. Barbara Klein tells us more.
Traveled 700 miles across the border to the States, with a plastic bottle running across the desert in the shake. Coming to English-only country, hiding from the Minutemen. Come to make this place my home, run a long, long way from there. Story of a lifetime. Me through the desert, then the agent swept me down. Then they asked me why in Spanish, why you keep on coming back. Well, I left my dad in Jersey and my sisters in Des Moines. They've been working in this country, taking letters, washing floors. Story of love.
That was the song Minimum Wage. It expresses the difficult situation of many Mexican immigrants who cross the border into the United States to try to find work. Lila Downs has her own personal link to this border. She was born in Oaxaca, Mexico, to a Mexican mother and an American father. She first began performing as a child in Mexico. Later, she studied music in college in the United States. Lila Downs used to perform wearing clothing and hairstyles influenced by Frida Kahlo. For this album, she decided to change her look with new versions of traditional Mexican clothing. She says she enjoys reinventing herself with her art. Here is the song Perro Negro.
Por la calle, en la sombra, se dibuja el eco frío de un bebé. Ese perro, perro negro, entre el humo que aparece por el bar. Por si acaso escucha la corriente de la calle que te va diciendo, la banqueta que va murmurando, las palabras que van caminando, las paredes, busca la verdad, dice la verdad, dice la verdad.
Downs wrote many of the songs on Shake Away, but others were written by other musicians. We leave you with Lila Downs' inventive version of Carlos Santana's song Black Magic Woman. She performs the song with Raúl Midón.
They call me Black Magic Woman. They call woman. Call me Black Magic Woman, God is so blind I can't see. If I'm a Black Magic Woman or the train to make a devil out of me.
Don't turn your back on me, baby. Don't turn your back on me, baby. Stop messing around with them tricks. Don't turn your back on me, baby. I just might pick up my magic stick.
I'm Doug Johnson. I hope you enjoyed our program today. It was written and produced by Dana DeMond. To read and listen to our programs online, go to voaspecialenglish.com. Join us again next week for American Mosaic, VOA's radio magazine in special English.
Acusan de brujería.